Hey, Mystic Michaela, spiritual family. Welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, due to overwhelming demand, Scott and I watched some documentaries about the twin flame universe, which we're going to get into. We're going to get it what it is. We are going to talk about aura colors of the leaders involved. We're going to give you our reactions. And we're also going to talk about some investigative journaling done by Scott. Some may say even espionage. Pretty crazy. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So this really was a dark week because we watched like one episode a night this week. We watched all of the Netflix documentary and part of the Prime documentary. We could not watch the whole thing. There's also a podcast, which I didn't even dive into. It's really dark. It's really like low vibration. It's really awful to see people being abused under the name of spirituality. And I'm sure a lot of people feel this way anytime that there's abuse happening under some other benevolent premise. You know, there's lots of different cults, religious cults, and now this is like a spirituality cult. So it's so hard to watch it. So it was a tough week for us.
Yeah, it really was. I mean, I was kind of down all week watching this. And, you know, first, actually, I do want to say this before to the listener, as we cover this, we are biased.
Totally.
We do have a bias here.
Yeah.
You know, I taught history for 20 years. I always would point out the bias. Our bias here is that we are in a spiritual community. We kind of lead a spiritual community. We're in this field. Mm-hmm. So emotion is going to run higher for us than maybe some other people.
Yes.
Or, you know, people that are not in the world of spirituality.
Yeah.
So we definitely do have a bias.
Keep
here.
That in mind.
Yeah, please keep that in mind as we go through this. And that being said, it was a red rant pretty much,
every 10 4 minutes in.
All week. 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe all of a sudden, like, I turn it on, we're a couple minutes in, and I see you on your phone. And I'm like, what are you doing? And you're, like, already researching, trying to get in the group, and we're going to talk about all that. And you're just like, who are these people? Someone's got to drive over there and teach them what's what. You know, you're, like, really upset.
Yes.
And it just didn't stop. And then, like, throughout the week, you and I would just start talking about it. Like, and then they do this. And then they do this.
Yeah.
And then also, I have to say this. We're just reacting to documentaries. So what is this, like, third-hand information?
Right.
So we're just reacting to a documentary. We don't know these people.
Nope.
We don't know the leaders of this Twin Flames universe. We don't have any experience with any of it ourselves. Like, this is literally our reactions to it, what we think. These are nothing's facts or anything. I just want to put that out there because that Jeff guy looks like he sues everybody. So I'm like, like, I'm just talking about what I saw. Yeah, I just wanted to put that out there. So I guess we're just trying to say we're probably going to try not to ramble emotionally during this, but it might happen.
It's possible to happen. All right.
Yeah.
Should we get into their colors first, or do we want to hold off on that? Let's just kind of get their base colors down.
Yeah. Jeff and Shalia. All right. So Jeff and Shalia are – first of all, what is the Twin Flame Universe? The Twin Flame Universe is a currently active online spiritual community. You can go find it. The group on Facebook, it's there, offering the promise of true love and companionship to its members. Like, they promise that to you. The leaders sell online classes that guarantee harmonious union with desired partners. And then what these documentaries explore are these horrible, like, nightmare stories of manipulation and coercion within the organization, including how they allegedly would encourage their members to stalk these people who are their twin flames, or they allege that they would manipulate people to actually change their gender so that they could match the male or female part of a couple. And then Jeff and Shalia this is who founded the Twin Flame Universe. They claim to have special spiritual powers to confirm who their members' twin flames are. And then they live in Michigan. So, and then they just did this all online, which is really kind of crazy. Like, so most people haven't met them or anything. So that's what it is. And Jeff's color. So Jeff is a tricolor. So I see on him, it's like purple, blue, but he wears this chameleon green. And if you want to go back and find out what chameleon green is, you can. I did a whole episode on it a few episodes ago. It doesn't mean you're green. It means like you change. depending on what you're like a chameleon. So it's like, or a camouflage. The guy to me definitely believes that, like, the way that I view him and his energy, like, he needs to be admired. That is the number one thing. Like, he definitely feels real good about himself. Like, he on the surface anyhow, like, he needs to feed off the energy of other people in order to survive. So I get major energy vampire vibes off this person. And here's the deal. Like, just because you're charismatic or you can really read someone well, or you can really relate to other people, doesn't mean you're good. So he's using like his blue aura, like, so that's the ability to feel other people's feelings as your own, as a tool to manipulate them. And he uses his purple aura, which is intuitive and creative. And again, the intention is to manipulate. The intention is to suck energy out of people for his own elevation. And that's just what I get off of him. And he's a chameleon. He's got that chameleon color on him. So he can act logical. Like, he can have a conversation with probably a detective or anyone. And you might even believe him for the first half hour talking to him. You might be like, okay, this is a rational, normal person. Like, he can relate to anybody. Like, he can fit in, he can do it. He can act normal enough to blend in. And so that's what I see on him. Shalia is really interesting. She has, now, a lot of people, again, your aura colors don't make you good or bad. Your intentions make you good or bad. Okay. Shalia has an indigo purple aura. Now, a lot of people are like, indigo, you know, here's the thing. When I look at her, I see someone who needs to feel safe and needs to feel elevated and needs to feel included. And I feel like a couple things. People think that she's his victim or whatever. I can see that in some ways. I feel like she can take a stand every once in a while, but he's giving her what she needs, a safe nest in which to live in. And I would not be surprised if this is the reason why they're actually mostly online, because of her ability to be physically present around other people. I think that might be more her thing than his thing because of that indigo working. But at the same time, she might not see this at, I think she totally understands that this is what it is, like what they're doing to people. And he does too. So I think with her, she's so into herself and what this can do to keep her safe and protect her and make sure that her life is easy. And so the indigo just kind of collapsed in on itself and became very, very selfish. Instead of using that energy to heal and connect, it's like a distortion of it. And the word distortion is what I'm going to say a lot with these people, because they distort their own selves and they distort what all this is for other people. But yeah, she's indigo purple. So it's kind of like hermit vibes, but sometimes I'll see these stories in the news, and I know you guys do too, like where, I don't know, a husband does something and the wife goes along with it. Like, you know, like a husband, they kidnap kids together or like really sick stuff. And you're always like, how did that woman do that? How did she do someone like honestly, it's the same kind of vibe with them too. Like, she goes along with it because she wants him to be happy and it makes her feel safe. So right. We're not leaving the circles of her own self-interest into other people's interest. Everything is deserving to her. Like, any sacrifice is essential in her own feeling of safety and adoration. Does that make sense?
That makes complete sense.
Oh, and again, I don't know them. These are right. Just colors. Yeah.
Just their colors. All right. So yeah. I think what we need to do now, we're gonna take a quick break. I think when we get back, and we're going to get more into the actual documentary in a little bit. But I think first you mentioned the word
distortion.
Distortion. Mm-hmm. I think all of us, even myself at this point, you know, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard a lot of terms like twin flames.
Yes.
And you know, shadow work.
Yeah.
And, you know, what's some of the other words they use? I forget, like, you know.
Soul family.
Soul family.
Authentic
right.
self.
Authentic self.
Yes,
right.
All that.
we're going to get into those, the terminology, how they really don't use it, and how they look at that terminology, I would say, at a preschool level.
Okay.
All right. Let's do a commercial from Wild Green.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Well, this episode of Know Your Aura is brought to you by Wild Grain.
Well, look, we're going to be throwing a couple holiday parties this year. I'm going to tell you something. If you think you're coming and getting your hands on my Wild Grain, you're not. The sourdough loaves, the croissants, everything, it's mine. I mean, you could have some too if you
Thanks.
Want.
Thanks. Well, I'm going to take the slow fermented brioche rolls because they are my new absolute favorite, but it's hard to pick one. And the baking process is so easy. It's bake from frozen. You just take it from the freezer, put it in the oven. It bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. No thawing required. And the team at Wild Grain, when they sent us a new box, there was so much delicious stuff inside. We just hover around the freezer for days while I make it. And you can now fully customize your Wild Grain box. So you can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries you like. If you want a box of all bread, all pasta, or all pastries, you can have it. Plus, for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants in every box and $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA. That's wildgrain.com/KYA, or you can use promo code KYA at checkout. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, just to preface once again, everything that we're saying today are our own thoughts and feelings and aren't like, we don't know these people. Okay, so, and everything's a legend. All right, go ahead.
Okay. Well,
everyone stay away from me with your legal stuff. I can't handle that.
As I said earlier, watching this documentary, after the first 30 seconds, I was already red ranting.
Oh, yeah.
And we've done a few episodes on Twin Flames in the past. I did some work, like history, to figure out what they were. I kind of have an understanding now of the term. And then, during the documentary, of course, they call themselves a Twin Flame University.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that Jeff and what's her
Shalia.
Name? Shalia have no even understanding of the term.
Yeah.
They just took this term because it sounds cool. It promises you, you know, a relationship with somebody else. And they use the word twin flames. But they're using it totally wrong. And that's my first, that was my first, I think my first red rant.
Yeah. And that's just a pattern. If you watch the documentary, they use, you know, according to the documentary, they're using like a lot of terminology, but they're using it in a way that's very literal.
Very literal.
And
yeah.
Also in a way that's very manipulative. And also in a way that's very outside of you, not inside of you. So it's very much how they interpret it or whatever. So let's just talk about real quick some of the distorted terminology.
Let's start with twin flames.
So let's start with twin flames. So twin flames, now this is my, you could go look up twin flames. There's a ton of explanations for it. There's like Reddit threads. There's so many things. It's just one of those words that there's a lot of different interpretations on. This is how I see twin flames, okay? And this, I've done episodes on this because my big thing is always, it's about you and your journey and what you have control over. You can't control other people. That's the first thing. You can't make someone love you. You can't make someone do anything. Twin flames, in my understanding, the way I see it, are souls that have a strong attachment to your soul and that you've been through many lifetimes together with this other soul. They could be men or women. Like, honestly, it's someone you're attracted to. It doesn't have to be like, if you're a woman and you know, this person will probably be, if you're identify as LGBTQ, like 100%, this could be like a different gender or the same or like whatever. So it's not stuck in this male female thing, which we'll get into. But anyways, how I see twin flames is one, they don't usually work out.
Right, you always say that. They never work out.
And two, the point of a twin flame is not for you to make it work. The point is to do intense spiritual growth within yourself during the relationship. Usually, twin flame relationships are tumultuous and they are tough. I would never call them toxic, though. Like, they're annoying because a lot of people will use the twin flame thing as a way to manipulate you into being abused by them. Like, we're twin flames. This is what we have to go through. Right. It's like, no. Because twin flames, the way I see them, are just like really annoying. It feels like puppy love situations that never go away. And you could have them at any age. And it's just like, it is an intense connection and it's amazing and you want to be with them, but it never quite works out. And someone's the runner and someone's the chaser and you switch roles and you always think about them. And sometimes a song will come on and you'll remember them. And it is an intense connection, but it's really not about you working it out literally in this lifetime. It's more about, what does that mean for you? What does this person open up in me? What version of myself, you know, needed them? What work can I do on myself in this time to go find what I really want out there? The gifts of the twin flame relationship are more about inner work, not about being with that person.
Right.
Even though you do want to be with them and you want to hug them and hold them and you wish it could work out, of course, but as you get distanced from it, you're like, oh, I see the reason. This was actually a lesson for me. And sometimes 20 years later, if you're like thinking about this person that you think is your twin flame, and you're like, why am I thinking about them? I tell people all the time, like, well, that's not because you're supposed to be with them or contact them. It's honestly probably because there is some sort of you need to revisit that version of yourself at that time. Like, what? Because a lot of people, when they're with their twin flame, like, they felt more like themselves than they ever did, or they felt fearless to try new things because you're just like all in or whatever, very vulnerable. But it's not about what they're saying.
Basically what they're just saying is, and there's two people there, Jeff and Chalia, basically are going to set you up with someone.
Yes.
And they claim that this person's your twin flame.
Yeah.
Just the person you're supposed to be with. I guess divinely, they're using it kind of with the God thing as well. They're using divine
Jesus in
there. Yeah, they're throwing their God, their God play in there too. But it's interesting because when they seem to be at their height, and I don't think their height was all that big to begin with. I can go into that a little bit later.
That's another red rant he has later.
That's another whole red rant because I researched how big that they actually were. But anyway, it was around 20 pandemic time. You know, 2019, 2020, 2021, and the word twin flames were being thrown around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And even like Megan Fox with her twin flame, she was throwing this term around. So a lot of people were throwing the term around. And I just want to add that these two people were trying anything beforehand. So they were trying healing. They were trying cures for cancer.
According to the documentary.
According to the documentary, right. So they were trying all these things. And then finally they hit on a catchwords, twin flames. And then they were trying to
and they were people respond to that.
Right. So they were like, oh, wow, you know, this person really needs to find love.
Right.
We'll just say that we can find their twin flame for them.
And this was like my first trigger because like doing as many readings as I do, like a lot of you have twin flame stuff. But so, like, and a lot of people get very attached to their twin flame.
Yeah.
And a lot of people want their twin flame to work out. Like, and I think we've all can understand, like, you've been at a place in your life where you would do anything for someone to be with you, like anything.
Yeah.
And that is where a lot of people get manipulated or, you know, it's a very vulnerable spot you can get people.
Yeah.
So that was like triggering.
All right. So what's our next term we're going to go with?
So anyways, and what was the other thing they said? Oh. It was something with the twin flame. Oh, that's right. They said that so according to the documentary, I guess they do like these channeling sessions, like Jeff and Shalia, and they channel in your twin flame.
Yeah.
And so, if they do a channeling session for you within a couple days, like a rando, whoever like randomly comes into your life is your twin flame.
Right.
And like, that could be literally anyone like who, just like, hey, like, oh my God, I saw this guy. I don't know. I dropped an apple. He picked it up at the grocery store. Like, that's your twin flame.
Well, yeah.
That's him. Go pursue that. And they would push them to pursue it.
Yeah. And they also show it in the documentary. And this might be better for the next part. But that they were doing it by crystals. Like, crystal told them. They bought these two amethyst crystals. And that's what was telling them who was the male and the female of the twin flame. But anyway, I do want to put this out there. They're not the only ones claiming that they could find your twin flame.
Yeah.
There are many, many people out there claiming they can find your twin flame. Yeah. I am going to put this there out as a blanket statement. And again, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
Nobody can do it but you. There, if you are paying anyone to find your twin flame, that is not correct.
You can,
and again, this is just my opinion.
Yeah.
I can believe in the term twin flames, but one thing I will never believe in is that there's a person out there that could send you to your twin flame.
Yeah. I think you know who that is in your own life.
And exactly.
And then that's it. It's a personal call who it is.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing that they keep mentioning is your authentic self. And I mean, that's like not – That just bothered me because they're like,
well, it's a term we use a lot.
We use that a lot. A lot of people use that term, yep. The authentic self. So, but the thing with them is these two in the documentary were saying, they were telling you who your authentic self is. Like, so your authentic self is who you say you are. It's not what someone else decides. And if anyone gives you guidance to finding your authentic self, they give you the space to find that on your own and see if it resonates and then self-explore within it. It's kind of like a teacher setting up a classroom. So like if you go to anything like therapy or like our thing or like anybody's thing, how in an attempt to find yourself, it's a context in which you do it yourself, just like a classroom is a context in which a kid would do that themselves. And that just really bothered me. No, like they were owning, they were telling people who their authentic selves were and then owning that information. So your authentic self, that just bothered me. I mean, this is really bothering me.
There's so many things that bothered
me. Okay, sorry. I gotta like.
I feel once we get this podcast done,
okay,
we will go back to normal.
Because
we've been really on edge this week doing this.
Yeah.
This is one of the hardest episodes, I think. I mean, I'm having trouble finding the words. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
So
well, yeah.
To do this.
So another thing that they distorted was divine masculine and divine feminine.
Okay. Unbelievable.
Let me just back it up. There's 12 laws of the universe, which yourself could say like, who made these laws? And I'm going to do an episode on that later anyways. But there's these 12 universal laws, and one of them is called the law of gender. Okay. And the law of gender, I'm just, you know, this is my own paraphrasing. The law of gender states that everyone within them has a divine feminine and a divine masculine. Now, it's not literal. It's just two parts. Like you could think like yin and yang or something like that. It's kind of like the forces of the universe. So it's like a balance. So like the divine masculine would be the more confident, loud self, and the divine feminine would be the more like healing, quiet self or something like that. The whole thing with the law of gender, which is like a weird thing to call it anyways. And I don't even, it's the whole thing is it's not literal. Like masculine and feminine are metaphorical words that they use to describe opposing energies in all of us. It's not actually about like your physical gender whatsoever or what you identify as. And by the way, we have both in us all the time, according to this law. But they were saying, go ahead, Scott.
No, well, basically, they're taking the most literal kindergarten-esque interpretation.
Like, if you were five, you would know better.
Yeah. I mean, and that is my whole problem with these two. Like, they are operating on a spirituality level of a kindergartner. It would be like someone.
That's an insult to kindergartners.
Yeah, no, actually, it is.
It is.
It is. You know, this. I mean, this would have been my level when I first started the podcast. That is.
Maybe.
That's how.
Yeah, maybe.
When I didn't know anything and I'm here on this spiritual podcast knowing nothing, they know nothing. No, they truly know nothing about spirituality.
Like, it's a metaphor.
All they did was went on the internet, took terms like twin flames, you know, divine masculine, divine feminine, authentic self, you know, shadow work, whatever, mirror wall they call it, or mirror work they call it.
Yeah, we're getting into that.
And they just literally took the words and then applied it literally.
Yeah, so anyways, like divine masculine, so he would be like, you're a divine, so Jeff.
Yeah, you're divine masculine because you have a man's part. Basically, that's it, right?
But then what was happening was they had to make pairings of people.
Right.
So this is your thing.
Yeah.
Because you were saying it's a group of all women.
Yeah, it was a group of all women that were joining this. There were very few men in the group. Hard to get these guys into it. They could have came up with Jumanji, would have been a better idea. But they couldn't find any guys.
Yeah.
So what they were doing was basically pairing the women with the women.
Yeah.
And then claiming one woman was the divine feminine and one was the divine masculine, and then converting that one that was the masculine, trying to literally convert them
to a man. Literally.
Yeah. Like they took it so literal.
Yeah. So I guess like some people were getting surgeries to match their
assigned gender, allegedly.
We just took it from the documentary.
Right.
So anyway, that's just not how it works. I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah, I'm going to go on a huge red rant on the next segment.
But let's go into shadow work, which is another thing they really distorted because they talk about this. Oh, my God. I'm going to say it, and Scott's just going to go off. The mirror exercise. Like, I'm watching the documentary with Scott, and he's like, what is this mirror exercise? time. What is this mirror exercise?
You don't understand.
Enough with this mirror exercise.
Every single person, all they ever did was when they – like things were going wrong, or when like Jeff yelled at them,
yeah.
or when they, you know, Jeff wanted them to do something that they weren't doing, he would say, "Do the mirror exercise."
Yeah,
this is like a one-trick pony. Like,
that's
what
the only thing he has. They made like a video about it.
Yeah.
So the whole thing is like, let's say someone tells you, like,
yeah, I don't even know how it works.
You're like, what is it? How does it work? It's like
I don't even
you're,
know.
If I tell you, Scott, like hey, you, Scott, you.
I, no, it's like I hit you with. Like, he hit me with the car. Like,
right.
yeah, in an accident. He hit me with his car.
Mm-hmm.
No, I hit myself with the car.
Yeah, that's the mirror exercise.
That's it.
Like, we're not
that's
even
it.
Being...
That's it.
That's as, it's
that's
as
it.
Uncomplicated as we just said.
Anything you just
or somebody's
put
like, he's yelling at me. You're I'm yelling at myself.
Yeah, that's it.
Or, yeah,
you
he
know,
doesn't believe me. I like, don't believe me.
Yeah, like, the cat peed on my clothes. No, I peed on my clothes.
Or, like, or like this one in the Netflix documentary was, like, I guess allegedly stalking her twin flame or something, and... And she was like, I'm stalking myself. Like, what?
Right, yeah.
Like, it didn't even make sense. Or he doesn't love me. I don't love me. And then, so this bothered me because shadow work is actually a type of like psychotherapy that focuses on the parts of the psyche that people often keep hidden, like trauma and resentment. And it's like your shadow self. So it's the parts of yourself you kind of like put away. And the psychoanalyst Carl Jung actually developed the concept, and he kind of said that the shadow self can include negative impulses like anger and resentment, but it can also hold potential for positive impulses such as creativity. So actually tapping into your shadow self are the parts that you try to hide away or you don't like to talk about or the things that trigger you and then you just like cover it up with anger or something. Like diving in there can be really beneficial to you because you can heal wounds and release a lot of potential for yourself in your life. But what they're doing is basically with that mirror exercise, if someone does something bad to you, it's actually your fault that it upsets you.
Right.
And then you're supposed to go in and find out that you're actually upset because of your own issue and then continue to put up with it.
Right. and you're supposed to, and again, they only have this one exercise. So you're supposed to do this for hours and hours and hours a day.
Yeah.
And it's their only, I'm telling you, it's like a one, they're like one trick ponies, these two.
Yeah. Like the one was paired with somebody who I guess had like actual mental health issues and he would have episodes. And like, she was like, he has episodes. And then the mirror work was, I have episodes. And it's like, no, he really does need help. Like they put you with somebody who like, and it's like just so detrimental. Like the guy needs help and you're sitting there saying that this is actually the twin flame journey when the guy needs help. Like, it's just so messed up.
Yeah.
Okay. Another thing that they distorted was soul family.
Soul family. Yeah.
All right. So a soul family, the way I see it, and again, another, these, like, it's not like there's some dictionary, you guys, that you can obviously look up any of these terms, but I know it's not what they're saying, but they're saying, soul family is the idea that we have a lot of souls, you know, throughout lifetimes, eternity of energies and whatnot that come into play in our life in all our lifetimes. And so kind of if you recognize somebody immediately or you feel connected to them or you feel a draw, even though you don't know them that well, you know, that could be somebody in your soul family. And this is supposed to be like a really sweet, kind term where you connect with people without judgment and with love, and it's just easy. It's easy. All right. But they were saying something about like your soul family is them and that's your only family. You had to release everybody else. And just because you have a soul family doesn't mean like you release your bio family. Like, and that's what a lot of people were doing. They were like leaving their own families and they were allegedly being encouraged to cut off family members. And here's the thing, like people aren't abusive in your life. Like this is a big thing. Like people aren't abusive if they just are genuinely concerned about what you're doing or don't understand. Like if somebody who loves you, like questions like, hey, is this what you want to do? Or what is this? Or help me understand. That doesn't mean that they're being abusive. Like they're just concerned for you. Like not everybody has to agree with you. Like it's okay for someone to be concerned. That's not like a reason to cut them out, right?
Yep.
So anyways, what else was there? Oh, and just overall, aside from all the spiritual stuff, they're obviously distorting the transgender identity and the transgender journey. And they're actually, it's like very similar. And the whole LGBT community is being destroyed in these concepts by making it look like someone can tell you who you are, or someone can tell you you're a man, then you're a man, or tell you're a woman, then you're a woman. And it just takes a lot of credibility away from that community, which is really sad because they struggle already. And this is just as like, oh, great. Yeah. Another reason to look like it's a choice or it's something that happens like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the documentary definitely, both documentaries put transgender community in a bad light.
Yeah.
And they also put the spiritual communities in a bad
yes.
light.
Yes. Yes.
And I think that's a good time to break. I think when we come back, I think you actually have down part three. Scott goes off on his red rants.
In our notes.
So this is the time when we come back where I get my opportunity to red rant about these guys.
Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So we just had an amazing event last weekend, the 11-11 event. And hey, what are you thankful for that you packed?
I am so thankful that I packed my Lumi. Okay. Yeah. You know, we're in South Florida. It was a little warm November night. I knew, you know, there'd be a lot of hugging going on, people wanting to take photos and pictures, and thank God I brought my Lumi.
Yeah, the Lumi makes us all a little more approachable, I would say.
Well, I don't know about you, but definitely me.
No,
definitely
I think, me. Yeah, no, okay. Me, yeah. Well, Lumi is a whole body deodorant. It's seriously safe to use anywhere on your body. I mean, pits, under boobs, thigh folds. I mean, you name it. You think about it. You can do that. Created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. It's clinically proven to block odor all day and control odor for up to 72 hours. How? Well, unlike some deodorants that try to mask odor with a fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid to stop odor before it starts, more like a pre-odorant. Baking soda free and paraben free, pH balanced for safe use below the belt, and it's clinically proven to control odor better than a shower with soap alone. I mean, 12 hours after a shower, the average person has an odor level 6 out of 10. And with Lumi, the average odor level is a 0 out of 10.
Yeah, I've actually been heard I was 8 out of 10 once. Someone told me, someone said, you have an 8 out of 10. And I was like, what? I didn't even know what they were talking about.
Well, now you do. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice, like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, and free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get $5 off Lumi's starter pack with our exclusive code and link. And for a limited time, returning customers can get $5 off their next purchase of $30 or more, too. Use code KYA at LumiDeodorant.com, LumiDeodorant.com. Thank you, Lumi, for making this holiday season smell a whole lot better. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, before we allow Scott to run free with the red rant, let me just give you again, just here's kind of how it works. So I guess you go into their Facebook, I guess, and I got this again from the documentaries, I guess you go into their Facebook community. And then they have a lot of classes, and the classes are like a certain amount a month or something, like $222, like something like that.
Yeah. The prices they were showing on the documentary, yeah, it seemed like about $2,000 to $3,000 for the year for certain things.
Okay.
And some people were paying upwards of $20,000 to $30,000, yeah, they were saying. Again, I don't know how much individuals paid.
Yeah.
They were encouraging people just to put them on credit cards to pay these bills.
Yeah, it's like, and then you took all their like classes. That was right. The thing. You had to take all their classes.
And they do have free ones on there too.
Oh, they do?
Yep.
They do. Okay. So you took their classes, and then if you took all their classes, then you could be considered, I think, as a coach.
Yeah.
And then you could then take on other people in your own private
right.
sessions.
And they were, again, according to the documentary, they were selecting certain people.
Yeah.
Giving them positions higher than the other people,
yeah,
whether it be like head of security, head of social media,
right,
head of coaching,
right,
you know, all these like kind of BS titles.
They were giving titles,
them. Like, a lot of titles.
Yeah.
And then you'd move up, and then they would give you another, you know, in a few months they'd give you a congratulations email that you moved up to another title.
Right.
And yes. So basically this is no different than kind of the, what was it, the LuLaRoe people?
Like MLM.
MLM. Yeah.
It's kind of like an MLM kind of structure to it.
Structure to it, yeah.
And so fine. Okay. And then I think like that's when it comes in because people started getting dependent on them for income.
Right.
And also the people they select, this was, okay, so aura colors. We got to go back to this.
Let's go back to the aura colors.
You guys, it's a lot of turquoises. Like, it's a lot of turquoises, it's a lot of purple and blues.
Yeah.
It's a lot of like green koi's too. So I noticed that, and let's just talk about those colors for a second. Okay, turquoises. Turquoises and raising one has taught me a lot. There's just something about the turquoise. I think because you guys blend in so well in an attempt to understand. If it wasn't understood early on long enough that that's what you're doing, if it wasn't given like, hey, oh my gosh, like a lot of validation and credit, like, oh my gosh, you really understand what's going on here, little turquoise kid. Look at you. Like, hey, you just gave me an amazing insight, you know, and if they're not like recognized as what they're doing, they can feel very invisible. They can feel dismissed. They can feel like interrupted. They can feel like they don't have identity. So if they were never kind of shown, which is hard to do, by the way, if you don't understand this stuff, like if they were never shown what their value was, they can kind of continue to seek it by doing the same thing, absorbing into places, absorbing into places, absorbing into places. And if you don't understand as a turquoise that you absorb into places in an attempt to give insight and understand and help people see themselves or like whatever, you're just going to feel like you are like isolated.
Yeah.
Or you just, nobody gets you, or you're just kind of like a single cloud in a sky, in a huge sky or something like that, or driftwood and sea or whatever. Like you just feel empty. And I feel like he picked the ones that felt like that. Like those were the, or those are, they could be kind of drawn to it anyways.
Right.
And then somebody with not the right intentions could just pick them flipping off a tree,
yeah,
like ripe cherries,
that's
these little turquoises.
That's what it was like.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, here, I just validated you. I see you. You're important. You're a coach. You can give that give my information to other people now. You understand it better than anyone. So they were taken and like, oh, finally, somebody gave me a purpose. Finally, somebody saw me. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. This isn't all turquoises, by the way, because like you said, this isn't such a big thing. Like, but I feel like he definitely preyed upon a certain type of person. According to what I saw in the documentary,
that's what it
seems like.
Right. And these would be the people that they used in the documentary that were going on.
Well, okay. Yes. Thank you. Those are the people too that end up speaking out, which I think is hysterical. And you know what? In the prime one, Alice Hines is the investigative journalist. She's turquoise, but she's like turquoise in her power.
Yeah, she was a tough turquoise.
Oh, they're tough. They're once they figure it out, they're like, you can't stop them.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I will fearlessly. She went to their house. Like she's like fearlessly exposing them. You know, that's a turquoise who's like, you will not. And she seemed like very turned off to spirituality from what I saw in the Prime documentary, which makes me sad because she's a turquoise. But I would like to tell her, I'm like, you're fighting for your aura cards. You're helping the other auras that are like you because
maybe she. Is she any other color or just turquoise? You remember?
She's a little green.
Okay.
A little purple.
But maybe somewhere she knows that's why she was very passionate about it.
She's like, doesn't care.
No, she doesn't care. So maybe she was, you know, almost taking on a little bit of a red type quality where she's fighting for these people. She knows these people are very similar to her. And, you know, just from the logical standpoint, forget the colors.
Yeah.
The people that they're preying on are people that are down on their luck. They can't find love.
Vulnerable.
Maybe they've gone through all the dating websites or whatever and still can't find someone. Maybe they're confused about who to love.
Yes.
And that's who they were going after.
Yeah.
You know, people that just couldn't find that other person and they're calling it a twin flame from just a logical standpoint.
And they're promising them a harmonious union,
and
they call it.
Promising them a harmonious union.
Like, what a promise.
No matter what. Yep,
you know, and if you just do everything I say, you will have everything you want in life.
Yeah.
And that's a promise that some people are at the spot where they're like, okay. And that was another problem we had because I was watching this and I told you, I'm like, this is going to bring people to that group.
Yes. And it has.
100%.
And it has. Yeah, I was going to go into that too.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
But when I did my investigation.
Oh, sorry, we'll get into
that. No, that's okay. So the other thing is again, these guys are doing this on the seat of their pants, right? They're using the terminology of the time period. You know, if they can't heal people from cancer, we're going to get their twin flame.
Right.
We'll find their significant other.
Right.
So what you see in the videos, again, just from the videos, is the progression of him turning into the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Yes.
He calls himself the Master Christ.
Right. So when you want to get bigger, or maybe you want to put more validity to it, you put in the divine, the God factor.
Oh.
And you make yourself God.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he still thinks he's Jesus, but there were actual videos of him saying that he is the second coming of Christ. He is Jesus, you know, reincarnated or whatever. And they do show you the timeline of the videos. He goes from having very short hair to now his hair getting longer and longer, growing the beard, dressing more like Jesus, taking on the persona of Jesus. He does have huge pictures of Jesus on the wall.
Yeah.
I forgot what he called his wall.
The Wall of Masters.
The Wall of Masters is this huge picture of Jesus.
Yeah.
And it'll probably be him next to it pretty soon. And then even going as far as saying they were having a baby, that's kind of like how Jesus was born through Mary, where there's no, you know, Mary and God are having the child.
Right.
Not a human being having the child. So this baby is like the child of God.
Yeah.
So obviously those are huge red flags. They also then decide that they're going to put this under the name of being a church for tax purposes. And this is what I'm actually hoping the feds – this is my own little thing. If the feds can't get them on – you know, because people are coming of their own free will. They're – you know, when you purchase that item, it's –
you purchased the class.
Right.
Like,
you
want to
hang out with them? You know,
that's not illegal.
That's on you.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the feds go after them for the taxes. I'm sure there's so much tax evasion going on. Again, alleged. I'm not saying that they are, but I'm sure if there's something they can go after them for, that could be it.
You know,
claiming they're a church and then blah, blah, blah. So who knows?
But I just love the literal thing. Like, hey, we're a church.
Yeah.
Okay. How do I make this a church? I'm Jesus.
So,
it's so literal.
Right.
Like, how do I make this a church?
Right.
So if I'm Jesus.
Exactly.
That's easy. That was easy.
Now, here's the irony of the whole thing. As he's saying he's Jesus, then he's also talking about his Corvette and the sunglasses that he has purchased that he will only wear in the Corvette.
Yeah.
And he's talking about his lovely wife dressed in Chanel and Gucci and all that stuff. So the Jesus that I've learned about in the Bible, again, is one that does not care about material things. So I don't know why the second coming of Jesus would be so concerned with driving a Corvette and having all these luxury items.
Like, because
he's literal.
If I have money, I did it. I made it. I'm successful. Right. Yeah. So that's kind of like interesting because that's kind of the MLM factor of things.
That's
if
the
you
MLM
ever
factor.
Notice, like, the people who are high up in the MLM world, they do the same thing. They're like, look at this house I bought. Look at my car. I got all this I sold this, you know.
Right.
And then he's doing that too. So it's kind of like a merging of, like, which one are you? Are you the spiritual thing? Because, like, a spiritual guru would live in a hut and everybody, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
But he's like, I live in this mansion. And
and they're bragging about it
to
the people.
And they're confused. They're confused.
They're very confused.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have one, or I can keep going on my red rants?
Keep going. No, go ahead.
My next one is this thing was not that big.
Right.
I was looking into it. I was trying to really see it, and I was really really up to the screen because I was looking at the Zoom calls. And I was trying to see how many people were on these Zoom calls. You know, how many people were at these events?
Scott's walking up to the TV.
taking his
glasses off so we can see better.
Right.
And he's like, there's only 12 people on this call. It's not so many.
So
these Zoom rooms aren't like thousands of people.
Right. They're very small.
Right.
I'm also noticing that they know them pretty well.
Yeah,
they know everyone very well.
Yeah.
Even so much as like when they're doing their pairings that they know, like they were pairing like 10, because they didn't have any guys, they were pairing like 10 women together, but they knew every single person to pair them personally.
Right.
To say, you're the man, you're the woman, you're going to be the man, you're going to be the woman.
Yeah.
It was not that big. Then they showed a couple times where they did, I don't know what you call it, a retreat or whatever, a gathering. And
they called it a gathering.
Yeah, they called it a gathering. We'll get to that in the last section. And the rooms were very – first of all, I looked at the rooms. They were very small, and they were not packed. So you were only talking about maybe 20-something people.
I counted like 20 at the one.
At
maybe
most.
Like under a little – I'm going to say around 50 at another one.
Maybe.
Yeah.
So very few people.
It's not a lot.
As well. And so I feel that this was not that big.
Yeah.
I don't know why. And this is kind of one of the issues I have with the actual production companies of these documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know why they – decided to hone in on this. Although, look, it's great that you expose them, but what's the cost of that? And the cost is they're actually getting bigger.
I think they're getting big. I think I can see this being a PR and a favorable PR for them.
And yes.
Yeah. Well, that was another thing, like watching this, I know, like, okay, so this is me coming at it energetically from a production standpoint.
Yeah.
So now I'm like a producer, I'm like a production company, and I want to make a show. And documentaries are doing real good on Netflix these days, or Prime or whatever. Oh, okay. Let's find, hey, throw out some cults, right? We're at the meeting.
Yeah.
Throw out some cults for this. We want to make a cult documentary. Throw out some cults. Hey, this one, they make them change genders right. to fit the twin flame idea. That bingo. So to me, they pick them because it is weird and horrible what
yes.
they're doing.
Yes.
But at the same time, they're making it maybe bigger than it is in a lot of ways.
It was small.
Because,
I think it was much smaller.
Yeah, because it has the angle, has the hook for TV. And even, you know, and it's a great thing to expose. Like, I'm glad people are exposing it. It should be exposed. But at the same time, I don't know. Like,
yeah, well,
I see. And like this documentary gets made, and it's very negative towards spirituality. Because it makes us all look like kooky people, and it makes us all look like we don't have a brain or whatever. So it's a, you know.
Yes, and I kind of caught on to it because my logical brain was trying to figure this out
mm-hmm.
because they were, and this is why I knew it wasn't so big. These two are possibly the absolute worst cult leaders.
Yeah,
meaning. Not because they're bad, like the worst of the evilest.
Like they're evil enough.
They are
enough.
Bad at it.
They're just not cool.
No. This guy, Jeff, has no charisma.
Yeah.
He seems like an absolute loser.
Right.
They're doing it like in their basement with crap all around.
Yeah.
There is – and that's what I'm saying to myself. Like who is falling for this?
Yeah.
It has to be such a small percentage of people falling for this because they're not good at it.
That's the thing. Like when you give these people attention too, they love it. Like Charles Manson, he freaking loved this attention.
Yeah.
Like he ate it up. He didn't care. He loved talking about it.
Right.
You know, they love this attention. And all this is like this attention for him, but he doesn't like, not that, how do you say this? I don't want to say like Charles Manson deserved the attention. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Well,
I'm just saying that like
I know it's a little controversial because what we're saying is like people like David Koresh and Charles Manson and the Jonestown guy.
Yeah.
They were cult leaders.
Yeah, like that's like
they,
or the guy where everybody died with the exact amount of change in their pocket.
Yeah. I mean
like, yeah. Like that's like what?
Yeah.
Like,
or even when we did the Shiny Happy People.
Yeah.
The religious guy. Those are the cult. I mean, they're your stereotypical cult leader that have these qualities.
They dress well.
Right. They have all the qualities.
Kind of.
But they have all the qualities.
They have the qualities, yeah.
These two clowns have none of the qualities.
I know.
These two, like this guy, Jeff and Chihuahua, have not none of the qualities. Whatever it is. Chihuahua, Sheila, whatever it is. Sheeler.
Shalia.
Shalia. Yeah. They have none of the qualities of a good cult leader. I'm sorry. They just don't.
Okay.
And
this is a very controversial section.
No, it's very controversial.
Like,
but,
if you're going to be a cult leader, like be cooler.
Yeah. Like, no, like have a more than
This is a random rant.
Yeah. Have
it, by
more
the
than
way.
A kindergarten level of spirituality.
But they got a spotlight put on them.
They got a spotlight put on them.
I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that falls not on them, but that falls on
that
falls on the producers.
I mean, that's the producer's fault now.
No, it does fall on these producers of these shows.
But he's trying to do it because he's trying to drive the cool cars.
No, he's trying.
Yeah, he's
trying. But he's terrible at it.
And they do have people living there, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, they had a couple. In the Prime, they showed a couple people living there.
Like you had to pay them to live there and work for them, according to the documentary.
Yes. According to it. So they were trying. You know, he's trying to be like the cult leader that we all envision, but he's just not.
Well, he's a chameleon.
Yeah, he's a chameleon.
You know, those other ones were like exactly who they are.
Yeah.
Like this guy's like.
But they're. You know what it is? It's like I don't know what their education level is. I think they said they went to college. I'm not sure.
No, but, Jeff did. I don't know about Shalia.
But the teachings are at such a, like I said, kindergarten, first grade level.
Yeah.
And the way they speak is such a first grade level. And it's just, I don't know how anyone fell for it, to be honest with you.
Maybe just,
I mean, I understand people did fall for it.
Yeah.
But I don't get it. It had to be small. The percentage had to be very, very small.
Literally, this is what happens in a cult. Not literally. Literally, metaphorically, this is what happens in a cult. They take you from the mainland, symbolically, and they drag you out to sea. And you don't have so you're cut off. You don't have family. You don't have a job. You don't have a place to live. You don't have connections. You don't have friends. You don't know who you are. You only have them because they love bombed you in the beginning. And now you like owe them everything. And now you're out to sea. Now you're in the middle of the ocean with nothing. And whatever they give you, you have to hang on to for survival.
Yeah.
So these guys, whatever, that's why people, you can watch these things, any cult, you can watch it and be like, why didn't you just get out? Why didn't you leave? Why didn't you walk out? Why didn't you do this? Because, and I've never been in a cult, but I can empathize with people who have underwent this. It's like, because you were so isolated and you had to grab onto anything they gave you to survive. So that is a belief, and your brain will work logic around stuff to make it believable to you for a while. But I wanted to say this one thing before we go on to the next section. In the Netflix documentary, one of their top coaches who they ended up, her name's Keely, and she's Green Koi's purple. And they made her one of like the top coaches. Okay. And then she was ending up like doing a lot of their bidding to other people, very vulnerable people. So she was vulnerable and then coerced, she says, allegedly into coercing other people. And she felt terrible about it. And she spoke out and she was being very honest about everything. And that was her, you know, I felt bad for her. But anyways, she said this and I wrote it down. She said, "I didn't know it was abuse. I just knew it didn't feel right." Okay. I want everyone to stop right flip in there. You don't have to know what it is. If it doesn't feel right, that's it. That's the feeling. That's the moment to take pause. You don't need to know why something doesn't feel right. That feeling is the reason. There doesn't need to be any more reasons that anybody has to agree with or give to you or anything. The second something doesn't feel right, that's it. And anyone who doesn't tell you to pay attention to that is trying to control and manipulate you. And I just thought that was an interesting way for us all to kind of view this.
All right, let's take a quick break. I did join the group.
Oh,
I want to talk
God.
About that when we get back.
That's crazy.
And then also why this is really just hitting home for us and why we're kind of biased sources.
As you all know, I rescued my cats, so I'm a big advocate for people rescuing kitties in need. Our next sponsor is a brand that I and Dusty, Rocky, and Binks love, especially and mainly their food, but also because they donate to the Humane Society. This podcast is sponsored by Smalls. What's really interesting about Smalls is it doesn't smell. Like when you open it and feed it to the cats, it doesn't make your whole house stinky. And I also feel a lot better knowing that I'm feeding my cats real food, not burnt kibble. The difference between Smalls and other cat foods makes is it's real food. After making the switch to Smalls, 78% of cat owners reported their cats had shinier and softer fur, and 90% reported overall health improvements. That's a really big deal. So is your cat food giving back to cats in need? Smalls is. So if you want to give Smalls a try and ditch kibble forever, head to smalls.com/KYA and use promo code KYA at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use my code KYA for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code KYA for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Okay, so Scott, like I said, like 30 seconds in to watching this documentary, was trying to join the group, and he got in. He got in.
I did.
What did you see there, Scott?
Okay, I was actually surprised they let me in, but... So I put all this on the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family page. I have a thread going on there if you want to take a look at it of actually what I wrote. I forgot.
In real time.
In real time, this is going on. Yeah, because like 30 seconds into the Netflix documentary, I'm looking up who produced this nonsense, what's going on here, who are these clowns, and I'm finding all this information. Anyway, so I tried the first time, and I wanted to be honest with them. And I said, you know, because they ask you questions when you get in, just like our Facebook group asks questions when you want to join.
Yeah.
And the first question is, do you have a twin flame? And I said, yes. My twin flame is named Jebediah, and I want to be reconnected with him or something like that. So I waited. It said pending. And it looked like they just were not going to let me in on that.
Yeah.
So I canceled that request out, you know, maybe like the next day or something.
You're
like
new angle.
Yeah. And I'm like, all right, let me think of a new angle. And now I had watched 2 episodes of the documentary.
Yeah.
So I knew what to write.
Yeah.
So I wrote something to the effect like, I'm searching for my twin flame. I want to be in harmony. I think I wrote harmonious balance. I meant harmonious union because that's the term they use. And I have lots of money or something. I have money, any amount of money, and I'll for this.
Right.
And right away I was let in.
Oh my God.
So I was let in very quickly. after that.
And as you were let in, yes. I was all out the door because I had to do some sort of function at Abby's school. And you are just like gleefully giggling on the couch on your phone, like,
they let me in. They let me in. Because I couldn't believe it. I didn't. Yeah. I thought there was no way they were going to let me
in. You actually got in. And then you're like, they must not have admins if they let me in.
Right.
Like, because our admins would never.
Right.
These aren't people that are looking very carefully.
No, they're not. And you told me, you know, just lurk. Be a lurker.
Be a lurker, please.
Don't write anything in there.
Please don't have any. I didn't want anybody coming for me. Right. I don't know.
Right. And I actually agreed to that. I'm like, oh, okay, fine. I'll just be a lurker. But then I actually went on there and I couldn't. It's not a place for a red that has, you know, it's just not a place for
a red.
So
what's going on in there?
All right. So what's going on there? Well, here's the first thing.
Yeah.
There's a lot of phoniness to this. It feels fake. It feels there's people that are in there that are informants. There's everything. They have spies in there. It feels like they have almost human bots that are just writing catchphrases.
Can you pay people? Can you pay accounts to do that on Facebook?
I don't know. It could be real people that they're paying, but it could be people from call centers or something.
Yes.
That's what it feels like.
You can do that. I don't think people out there, you guys listening, you don't know all this. The only reason Scott and I know this is because we've been doing this a while, dealing with social media and dealing with social media. And you can pay for anything you want.
Right.
Your podcast downloads, you can go. We don't do this, but you can go pay. A lot of places, other countries, you just give them money and you can get downloads. You can get reviews. You can get. I didn't know if you could do it in the groups. That's the only thing. That was.
Yeah, I don't know.
Instagram comments, all that stuff.
Yeah, so I'll go. Yeah, I'll do the Instagram page in a second. But yes, it did also seem a lot of people in the Facebook group were not from the United States or Canada. It felt more like European accounts, South American accounts, offshore accounts, different places.
They were marketing to weird spots. Yeah.
A lot of different, not American accounts.
Yeah.
Or Canadian even. So that was also strange to me. It seemed, again, a lot of fake followers. I did go and see if they have an Instagram. I don't want to mention it because I don't want to send anyone there.
I mean,
that's the first
thing. You said it's growing.
That's actually, these two documentaries, maybe they meant well. I don't know. I don't know what was in the head of these filmmakers. I can't even with these people. Yeah. I'd like to just go off on those people, but I'm not going to.
But,
they're leading. They led people to them. These were not that big.
I knew that would happen.
They're leading people to it. It grew by a couple thousand since I was in there for a few hours.
So the second I started watching this documentary, it's the thing I said. I'm like, people will come here because of this. Because listen, in my world, I know there's a lot of vulnerable people because I encounter them.
Yeah.
And if you are vulnerable and you go to the wrong spot, people will take advantage of you. I meet these people all the time
Yeah.
So it's I knew that people out there are going to see this and be like, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
And then just go right to it and ignore everything.
Yeah. So thank you, production companies that created this.
Yeah.
But the other thing, I went to their Instagram account, their Twin Flame Instagram account. I'm not going to name the account. I'm sure you could find it if you want to. And it had about 30,000 followers. And I did a quick search on that and realized most of these are fake.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good at this throughout the years. I've been able to spot fake accounts.
This has been bothering Scott.
Dealing with people.
For years.
Especially years ago, we used to deal with bachelor people to tell who had fake and real followings. It's very easy to tell for me if the account is fake or not.
Yeah.
It's actually a superpower I now have.
It is.
Truly tell you
He will tell you.
A couple of minutes. And then the other catch to why that is fake, why I knew the Instagram was fake, or mostly fake. I'm sure there's some real on there, but mostly fake. Is then I went to their actual individual accounts of Jeff and Shalalala, whatever her name is. And they only had about 2,000 followers apiece.
Yeah.
So it would be very strange that they're joining the Twin Flame account, but yet with, let's say, 35,000 or 30,000, and then they only have 2,000.
Yeah. They're not paying for their individual accounts.
Right,
they're only paying for the joint one.
Right.
Yeah.
So that might be a good idea. Like I said, he's a real bad cult leader, doesn't know how to do it right. So
do it better.
Right. You would have your account as the lead account, Jeff. Get yourself to the 100,000 mark.
Yeah.
I'm just giving you tips here. But hey, buddy, I could do this better than you, actually.
Legit.
Yeah.
If you're the master of Christ, shouldn't you have a gazillion followers?
It should be infinity.
I would think Jesus on Instagram would do real well.
Right. He should have angel number 818, which is infinity. So, Jeff, I could do this better than you. Like, I truly could do this better than you. That's what's also bothering
Jeff.
Me. But
call Scott.
Yeah, call
He'll
call
charge
me.
You for how to be a cult leader
lessons.
I will
coach you in how to be a cult leader. But
it's really screwed up.
Yeah, that's messed up. But anyway, so back to the Facebook page.
Yeah.
Again, mostly faked. And then what's going on in there? So here's the thing. You can post. They will let you post.
Wow.
And without being approved. They probably
crazy.
Yeah, but then they'll take it down. Then
quickly?
They'll take it down quickly.
Okay.
So it's a different process. Like, we have the process, you put your post, and an admin approves it.
Yes.
And then we put it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
There you can post it, and then I think an admin will look at
That's
it and then take
nuts.
It down.
I can't believe they do that.
Yeah. Now, there are other things in there, believe it or not. So
okay.
I did see some posts on Angel Numbers. I saw some, very nice posts in there too.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly, there was in the comments, and it's probably, and again, I wasn't in there that long, so I don't know if they take these comments down or not. They
mm-hmm.
might not be able to moderate it that well.
Mm-hmm.
There are negative comments towards them.
Oh, okay.
So I saw that were up. Now, again, I don't know how long they're going to be up for.
Yeah.
But there were negative comments. There were comments questioning them, a lot about the documentary. So right off the bat,
again,
it probably was not a very active page until this documentary or the two documentaries, and maybe you said there was a podcast too.
Yes.
So
the
until those things, I bet you this was not even close to the size it is now.
Yeah.
So there are a lot of people that go on there and questioning it, and there, people were saying, how could he think he's Jesus? And then there were people that were like agreeing, and then there were people that were, he said this, and this, and that makes it okay.
Right.
Then there was a lot of, and actually I did notice some of the people from the documentary that were not speaking out.
Yes.
They have them in their posting.
Okay.
So they had posts in there.
Like the
ones that were working, like there was that couple, I think his name was Ray.
Oh, yeah.
And he had, I forgot which documentary, was this the Netflix one?
This is the Netflix one.
There was Ray and his partner.
Okay.
And one, obviously, well, one's a male, and one's a masculine, one's a feminine. I forgot which
one was, but they were both born female.
Right.
Is that
I think so. Yeah.
And then
Ray, I think, turned divine masculine.
Right.
So they were in there saying how great it was, and then what you have is like these long, long, long posts of someone in that will, and they basically are all the same where they claim they've been in the university since like 2019.
Okay.
And they'll go on like a diatribe of just how great it is.
Right.
This is what happened. And it's just I don't know how anyone could.
So it seems like they were instructed to write. Everyone write a two-page essay about
That's what
how
it is.
Great this
yep.
is.
It's
right?
all. It's like a two-page essay and a post.
What dates were they? Do you remember? Were they recent? You were in there quick.
Yeah, I was in there fast. They caught on to me real fast.
Yeah,
and got me out of there.
I just want to know how recent all that was.
Yeah,
because it's probably pinned post, right?
Like
featured posts are the ones that are really positive. And then
he has a pinned post that basically, says the documentaries are all BS.
Right.
This is what's really going on.
Right,
everyone's
right.
out to get them.
Right.
He's Jesus, blah, blah, blah. And so it's a weird place.
It feels like it doesn't feel like authentic.
It does not feel good.
Right.
It does not feel good to be in there.
Right.
And as a Red, I just, every single person, I just want to tell them this is, get out of here. This
right.
is ridiculous. Run.
Right.
Please run. This is not true. These are lies.
Yeah.
This is, and I can't. So I can't be in there.
Yeah.
I think Leanna said I wouldn't last a minute. Our admin of our page said you won't last a minute in there.
And she was right.
And you were right. You were 100% correct.
That.
I could not last a minute in there. It's just too overwhelming. It's too overwhelming for me.
Yeah.
So, but anyway. So that's the
So that's
the
your
gist
investigative journalism.
Yeah.
You got in there.
Got in there.
Hey, did you post anything?
I did. I tried to post something like nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I love – like I actually like was like – I love the – I did post something about finding my twin flame.
Oh, okay.
My twin flame
you
is –
You did with Jebediah.
Yeah, my,
right.
Yeah, my twin flame is named Jebediah. He lives in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
He likes to whittle. He is good with tools. And I want to connect with him. And then it was funny because someone wrote, does Megan know about this?
Yeah, which freaked
Mystic Michaela.
Me out because you didn't make your profile private before you went in there. And so they went onto your profile.
Somebody did.
Found my name because, we're obviously Facebook friends.
Right. Are we?
We are.
Okay.
It's true.
And then
I was like, oh my God. And then your profile picture is like us and the kids.
No, didn't I change that to the guys from Fleetwood Macs.
Okay, see, that's the thing, Scott. You run Facebook like,
yeah,
like a boomer. So that you made your cover photo Fleetwood Mac.
Okay.
But your little profile picture is me and the kids.
Oh, okay.
And you.
All right. Anyway, so then I wrote back that, yes, she knows, and so do thousands of others, obviously.
And then they're like, get rid of him.
Listeners, and they probably just were like, yeah. And I think I wrote a couple of comments like, this is, you know, when things, I did write a few comments.
Oh,
like,
you did?
Just, this is not true. This is not true.
You kind of blanked out and did all this while I was at a PTA function.
I was just like, this is not true. These are false statements, and they just kicked me out. So I couldn't help myself.
It's okay.
It was just too hard for me. But anyway. That's the Facebook group that they have running there. And, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, like I said, if there's tax things going on, that's a way, again, alleged. I don't know that for sure.
That's just your logical
brain.
That's
just my logical
brain. You're like, nobody runs this kind of thing. And if they're that disorganized this way, they're probably disorganized in another way.
Yeah.
That's just like.
That's what I'm thinking.
Accounting stuff.
So.
All right.
Why else did this hit us hard?
How's your holiday shopping going? Are you feeling stuck on what to give a friend or a family member? Have you been waiting for Cyber Week sales? Well, guess what? Way has something for everyone during their Cyber Week sale, their biggest sale of the year. You'll save 20% off site-wide from November 22nd to November 27th. All their hair and body products are specifically designed to customize a routine that works for everyone on your list, including you. Because you deserve gifts too. So get on your way to save 20% right now. I love Always stuff. I only use their stuff, but the dry shampoo. Okay. My hair gets a little dry, maybe a little overstyled, and I like to use dry shampoo in between washing so I don't have to redo it or restyle it. And it's a staple now, but all their stuff's really great. Their detox shampoo is really good too. It cleanses product buildup and hard water deposits, dirt, oil, other impurities. It's safe for all hair types. You feel like $1 million after you use it. And again, save 20% off site-wide when you give the gift of Way. There are so many ways to save this holiday thanks to the Cyber Week sale at Way from November 22nd to November 27th. Go to theway, theouai.com for 20% off site-wide from November 22nd to November 27th when you enter promo code AURA. That's theouai.com for 20% off promo code AURA. Well, now I'm going to talk about, and you're going to talk about, I mean, we're going to tell you guys why this really triggered us, why this really hit us hard, why you started by saying we're totally, what did you say, biased or?
We do have a bias.
Yeah. Because we just had an amazing event. So I have a whole list of, in Fort Lauderdale for 11/11. We did, I met so many wonderful people. It was such a high vibe event. Interestingly enough, that's where like I got the overwhelming suggestion. Like so many of people that came were like, "You got to do a podcast. You got to watch this. You got to watch this." Like that's why we're doing this episode,
because
we were all told that you have to watch it. You have to watch it. You have to watch it at the event. And but it was such an amazing time. Like so many connections were made. People were made such friends. I got to meet so many amazing you guys, you know.
Wonderful.
It was like words can't describe.
Yeah. We were just actually talking like we got to do this sooner than once.
I know. It was like such like just a healing time and a high vibrational time, especially I think we all need it. We all need this so badly, like this connection. And so when they use words like soul family, I'm like, you don't know what the frick soul family is.
Right.
You know, because like I do, because soul family means when you meet somebody and you love them, you don't have to know everything about them. You just know that you love them and you want what's best for them. And you would never tell them to do anything that's harmful. You know, you would only support them in what works for them based on what they feel they need.
Right.
But anyways.
And I just want to say, I was just even talking to a couple of people yesterday because we have our discussion groups.
Yeah.
And some new people joined the discussion groups from the events.
Yay.
And then one of my Thursday night group with Bridget, I think it was April. She's from Colorado. She met a couple of people from Colorado there.
Yes.
She's already got plans to go hiking with someone
That's
in
amazing.
Colorado. She's got plans to I think she said grab a beer.
I'm not sure. I remember April. That's so cool.
Yeah, I think she's grabbing a beer with someone else.
Okay.
I think she said beer. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Or whatever, a drink or something.
Yeah.
But it's so cool. Like, you know, you came – I mean, I guess you had to come to Florida, but then you meet all these people from Colorado.
There are a couple people from Colorado.
And
then,
And these are happening all over the country.
Yes.
And It's wonderful because, again, it's, you know, the like-minded thinking. Yeah. But it also brings
it triggered us.
It triggers us a little bit.
Because we're like, wait a second.
Because you have to look at yourself also and see, hey.
We have to do our shadow work.
Know, yeah, we have to do our shadow work. And that's what we're going to do right now here.
Here we go.
For you.
And in front
hopefully
of you.
It comes out okay.
This is like, we might sound actually super insecure, but I don't know.
Maybe we are.
Maybe we are. Yes. Or maybe, okay, so.
Well, this is my favorite one of the whole thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Mine too.
All right. So it's so funny. In the Netflix documentary, they were, you know, these two, Jeff and Shalalala.
Her name's Shalia.
Shalia, whatever. Shawawa, whatever. And
Shalia.
Shalia.
Whatever. Okay.
Whatever. Fine. They were talking about, you know, trying all these different things before they actually hit.
Yeah.
You know, they were telling us about all these things they were trying to do with a hit. And then they said, you know, she changed her name.
Yeah.
Originally it was Megan.
Yeah, that's my name.
Yes,
Megan.
Megan. And she changed her name because she wanted to sound more mystical.
Too.
And that's exactly what you did. We did.
Yeah. Like, well, Michaela's a middle name, but like, I thought Megan was still too ordinary.
Right. Mystic Megan.
Yeah. Actually, it started because I wanted a Facebook page.
Right.
And I didn't want, like, when I started, I was all indigo and I'm like, no one can know who I am. So I was like, it used to be like Psychic Readings by Michaela, like that, which is like a middle name. And then it just, my Instagram handle actually turned it Mystic Michaela. And then I'm like, here we are. But like, it's the same thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I did that too.
We did that too. Sure.
Oh, so that was my first trigger.
That was we were laughing.
I was like, come on.
I am sure there's listeners there that have been with us for a while.
The Mystic Michaela thing, like, I own it, you know, but at the same time, it's like, it's weird. And I know that. And then they're like, they're a couple and we're a couple.
Yeah.
So that was really triggering. I was like, oh my God.
And we learned that she's purple indigo.
She's purple. And I was like, and when I saw it, like I said something, I don't swear on the podcast, but I do in real life. And I was like, I'm like, she's purple indigo. What the heck, man? Like, for real? And like, they have a Facebook group. We have a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And they have admins and helpers. And we have admins and helpers.
Yeah, so we,
and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. So,
and then I'm thinking about all our wonderful like discussion moderators and our Facebook admins. And I'm like, Scott, are we like mean to them? Like, what?
I know, we're like questioning things.
I'm like, wait a second. Like, are they here of their own free will?
Yeah, because actually it was funny because, they had a gathering. Our gathering, by the way, was much larger than theirs. But Red Aura came out right there.
Than yours.
And it's so funny because, you know, we can't do it ourselves. Me and you cannot pull off a 2-day event, me and you. We need helpers. But they're volunteers. And
but they got that too.
And it's funny. Yeah, they have volunteers too. And it's funny because I just said, all right, this year I'm going to go with our moderators of our discussion groups.
Yeah.
So we have 8 of them. 7 of the 8 came.
Yeah.
And then I have Stephanie and Casey.
Right.
To help us that are down here.
I call them our merch angels.
Our merch angels, right. So
giving them a title.
It was like, I didn't even ask them. I'm just like, all right, guys, can we meet on Monday on a Zoom call?
I didn't know you know, presented it that way.
Yeah, I didn't even.
Like, hey, guys, can you just show up for the Zoom call when I start giving you duties that you're going to do for free?
Right. So I didn't ask anyone to volunteer.
Right.
But, most of them are, the indigos and blues. Everyone showed up to the Zoom call.
Oh,
and of course, I want to help you.
Oh,
and,
I didn't.
But I even said, I know I didn't ask anyone to help volunteer. But, yeah, they all did volunteer. And yeah, they gave up their time. Like, while everyone was enjoying a nice breakfast.
Yeah,
Stephanie was selling merch for us.
I know.
And Bridget was setting up and Holly were setting up the raffle prizes.
Yeah, Casey was running around.
And Amy Leanna and Elizabeth and Katie were taking tickets.
I know.
Sounds kind of similar, but
even the sacrifice from the ghost hunting episode.
I even had Jules or sacrifice. We found her.
We found her. Miracle.
The day before the event, we just found
her. It's amazing. And then we put her to work.
Yeah, then we put her to work.
It's terrible.
Then we put her to work.
See, no, but that was, I'm like, oh my God. And I do always tell the discussion members, the discussion moderators, hey, whenever you get tired, please go. Like, and they have, like, because everybody needs a break, But at the same time, I'm like, oh, like, that triggered me because I'm like, I don't want anybody to feel like they're stuck or whatever. And then, like, they also call their gathering a gathering.
Yep.
And we call ours a gathering.
Yep, they call it
a
gathering.
And that really bothered me. And then, obviously, like, they say they're in the spiritual world, and then we are too. And then, And then the whole thing, I think what really bugged me is...
All right, just say it.
Like, how do I say this? When you're seeking something, it could be anything. Like when you're seeking, you know, God, or you're seeking spirituality, or you're seeking mental health help, or you're like, when you're seeking something, okay, there is a lot of potholes you can fall in. There's a lot of cracks and crevices. And I feel like we're the soft pillow. Like, I feel like if you're seeking something, please come to us, because it's not just us. It's like the whole community. I feel like we've fostered an environment of personal responsibility plus find it in yourself, like that kind of thing. But I can see the people who come to us that if they went somewhere else, they would have gotten like totally ripped off or manipulated or something.
Yeah.
And that really, really bothers me. The other thing is he tells people who they are. Right. Okay. This was my main thing.
Yeah.
Jeff will tell people who you are. This is your twin flame. You're a divine feminine. You're a divine masculine. Yep. You're this, you're this, you're this, you're this. I tell people aura colors. I'm like, hey, like I see yellow around you, or I see green around you, like whatever. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, that really upset me, because I don't want, even though I've said it on here a million times, I'm going to say it one more time. I'll say it 100 more times after this, but I'm going to say it big here. If anybody tells you who you are, you have to resonate with it or sit with it and make it your own. Like, just because I say I see a color around you doesn't mean that has to be you. Like, you can say like, nope, or you can run away from it. You can walk away from it. You can do whatever you want. Like, I just hope people understand that, because that was the similarity that caught me the most.
Yeah.
Like where I was like, oh my God, like if I tell somebody they're yellow and blue, and like what if, you know, they don't want to be that, or like, I don't care. Like seriously, literally, I don't care. Like, do you, you know, 100%. I always thought auras is like a fun commonality that everyone can like talk about. We joke, like we aura explain and we have a good time. Like it's a fun, easy thing, safe thing to talk about. But somebody like this made it not a safe thing.
Yeah.
And that really freaked me out, because like, I was like, oh my God, like what if somebody came around and used this stuff and made people like, hey, you're a yellow aura. Okay. Take all the yellow aura classes. All right. Now you're a yellow aura coach. Now you have to like, you know, and what if people are like, I don't feel organized, or I don't do it, like whatever. And it's like, no, this is who you are, because Mrs. Michaela said so. Like that would freak me out. I don't want anybody thinking it's like that.
Yeah.
So that triggered me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was just a very triggering documentary.
Having a
to
moment.
Sum it up, but yeah, you know what? So many things bug me. From
that really
even
upset
like,
me.
You know what? Even bug me too. Shallow, Leah. Even her, like, you know, because I got vulnerable, and I'm getting into this stuff more than I used to be, like the chakras and all these things and meditations, and I'm doing all this stuff, and I'm really trying to do it with the best of intentions. And then I see her doing it, and her, like, because she was talking about, like, the chakras for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it, like, grossed me out again. And I'm like, what? You know, like, I don't want to even be associated with someone. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, it belittles, like, the chakras or learning about chakras and auras and everything.
Yeah.
If someone like that is doing it.
Yeah.
That really bothered me.
Coming from my Catholic upbringing, somebody saying that he's Jesus is really disgusting to me.
Yeah.
Definitely. Like, you know, just on it, just the religious stuff that they use to try to twist on people, or spiritual stuff they use. It's sickening, because it's a distortion of what it is. And that's just when you feel the ick, whenever it's you feel like, also she's got this like fake mom vibe.
Yeah.
That's the other thing. It's like the, and it's just,
total phony.
It rubs me the wrong way. And then I think like, okay, like I liked the Prime documentary in that Alice went to their house and she said something.
Yeah, that one was actually done better.
I like that one better. But she actually went to the house. She's like, you know, you can read it, you can see it online, but you really have to meet somebody to understand. And I'm like, yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. Because like, you don't know unless you go there. And then she said like, when she went there, it was weird, and she was saying why it was weird. And I was like, yeah, that's weird. Like, and some of it she couldn't even explain. She just, it felt weird.
Yeah.
You know? And right. Yeah. That is weird. It's like, you just like, somebody could say something kind of, you know, seemingly innocuous, like here are my crystals and they tell me who the twin flames are. And you're like, okay. Like if that was like, okay, whatever. Like if that was your neighbor, you'd be like, oh,
right.
Neighbor Shalia. She just talks to her crystals, whatever. But like, if it's somebody doing it and then people are changing their genders because of it, right. Then it's all of a sudden it's like, that is really freaking scary. And that's not just like an eccentric person.
Like, yeah. And I'm not so into the crystals, but if someone was into the crystals, which we have a lot of our listeners are into the crystals, it like ruins it. It just ruins it. Anyway, yeah. I know, and the last thing I'm going to say here, because I got to be done with this, and I'm going to try to block this for my mind as we get into the holiday season. But, you know, obviously negativity sells.
Yes.
People are drawn to the negativity.
Yes.
Negativity aspect of it. The darkness sells more than positivity.
Yeah.
And uplifting stories. I know that. That's how TV and that's how it works. You know, that's how these things, media works. But, you know, it would be so nice if one day, you know, I'm not saying it has to be us. Mm-hmm. Of course, it could be us. But, you know, to show spiritual communities in a positive light.
Yeah.
Show, like, our group, what it can be.
Yeah.
What it can be without having this psychotic cult leader in charge, wannabe cult leader. That's what, you know, and in a way, this will make me work harder. Because I want to make sure that, even if it's to a small group, that our brand of spirituality that really does accentuate the positive and try to uplift people and not scam people. And I know we're doing this with the best of intentions to get out there. And we're just fighting an uphill battle. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, there's not just spiritual, like religious communities. They're not all bad. You know, like
or for the trans people that got raked over the coals in this.
That's terrible. Like with the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, that's
like,
a setback for them too.
It's such a setback because it puts them in a category of it's fiction.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like not the narrative that they need any. Yeah. Like people people lean on that. And then
like you were saying, the religious groups too.
And the religious groups too. Like I feel like every time you hear about, you know, we just did one about the Shiny Happy People documentary. Like that's just that's a cult. Like that's like a sector. That's not like the whole thing.
Right.
You know, and there's like so many religious communities doing lovely things, all different religions, like and really helping people and they got great intentions and they're doing the right thing and they're using the words and the teachings and the way they were meant to be used and taught. And same thing with spiritual. There's so many spiritual communities I've run into them and they're lovely.
Yeah.
You know, like I grew up near Lilydale.
Right.
Which is a spiritualist community in, where is it? Is it Genesee County? Where is it?
Lilydale. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's in Western New York.
It's in Western New York. Okay.
I'm not sure. I don't know what county.
Definitely go if you ever go there. It's beautiful. Fredonia. It's in around Fredonia.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Anyways, nobody knows what I'm talking about. It's a whole community of spiritualism and spiritualists. It's the most lovely place. Come as you are. Like, it's not like this.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful spiritual communities and in most of them, do what you do. Yeah. You know, like
And it's funny because actually that you mentioned Lilydale and I was just talking about like shedding light on positive places. Mm-hmm. They actually CNN actually did a story on Lilydale.
Yeah.
But guess what? They did it in a negative light.
Why?
They
put
it into a negative
they
light.
Did. What did
like
they say?
Of, you know, is this real? Is this phony? They put a real negative spin on it. I forgot the lady that did the story.
Oh, I remember that.
And we're like, oh.
We're like, shh. Yeah, I got so angry about that because I've been there countless times and it's the most lovely place. And
But again, they
did the spin on it that it's fooling people or deluding people into believing their loved ones can talk to them or whatever.
Exactly.
And here's the deal. Like, it is a comforting, calm, nice place. It's a lovely, lovely space. And it's filled with people that truly want to help you.
Right.
And so...
But again, we can't speak for every medium there.
We're of course I can't.
Sure,
I've never had a bad experience. I never heard of one, personally. But like, I'm just saying... The media has a terrible angle with spirituality.
Yeah, they just always go to
religion too.
Yeah.
This was definitely a ranty episode, Indigo Rants and Bread Rants, and we did it. Okay. This podcast is for you and about you. Thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.